This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Kirby said that Ohio State might be better off playing this game on the road. Well, I'm sure that probably aggravated some of the Tennessee fans as well as Ohio State fans. And he just, and I'll give you the quote. It was, you come home after what just happened in the Ohio State-Michigan game. Ohio State loses for a fourth time in a row to Michigan. There's a melee after the game. All of the social media stuff is happening after the game. My only point, and I talked to ESPN analyst Joey Galloway about this after the show, my only point is that you can imagine what Ohio State will do if they go three and out, and God forbid there's a sack against the best defensive line in the country. If that quarterback, Will Howard, gets sacked and there's a scoop and score and you're down 7-0, Ryan Day, Chip Kelly, Will Howard, and how about a poor field goal kicker who missed two kicks against Michigan that a lot of people say, quote, unquote, cost him the game. God forbid that kid comes out and misses a field goal in the game. My only point is there are so many great fans, but right now under this climate, under the circumstances, yeah, I do think it would be better for them to go on the road and deal with the hostility of playing at Tennessee, but it is what it is, and they're at home, and hopefully their fan base will be supportive, not only on great plays, but if they get down, they deal with the adversity. Hopefully they'll get in their corner and try and to will Ohio State to a victory. I think it would be better for them to go on the road to play, to deal with the hostility of playing Tennessee. Do you agree or disagree with what he said?
It sounds a little preposterous to me, but I can see where he makes the point. Home game, Ohio State, better every day of the week. But, you know, he's the college football guy, former Ohio State quarterback. His point is certainly well taken. I understand what he means. I just disagree.
I think the point there, too, is that he and Joey Galloway go back, obviously, to when they played, and they're, like, super close. And, you know, it's one Buckeye alumni. No matter how he wants to frame it, it's a Buckeye alumni talking to another Buckeye alumni about what he thinks the atmosphere at Ohio Stadium will be. And if Ohio State does get down early, I think Herbie's right. I mean, I hate to say it. I don't ever think they should be on. Like, you always want a home game. I don't care how mad you are about the Michigan game. If Ohio State comes out and scores early, then everything's going to be fine. And, you know, fans in the stadium will be able to turn the page and go, okay, I get it. I'm over Michigan. Like, that's about the only – I'm over Michigan for the moment is probably what I should say.
Shouldn't Ohio State fans be better than that? I mean, are you a fan, or do you just want to be attached to what you think is a winner? I mean, if you're an Ohio State fan, you go cheer for Ohio State.
Yeah.
You're playing a home game in a playoffs with a chance to win a national championship.
It's a different
beast. Why would you boo?
Because you're not happy with the way things are going and you think that your offensive coordinator ran yourself out of the last game that you played. You're upset that you lost to Michigan. But it, so I kind of understand Herbie here. I don't want to I don't want to rip him for giving us his opinion.
No, I don't. I'm not.
I mean, that's an Ohio State quarterback
for that.
And for giving you his opinion.
He might have some valid points there. I just turn it back on Ohio State fans. Why would you boo? Your team has a chance to win a national championship. So what? You
because
lost to
you're
Michigan.
Spoiled rotten with one of the most expensive rosters in all of college football.
Well, now, okay.
I'm not. I'm just telling you that.
No, I'm not arguing that point. I couldn't agree with you more.
I've talked to this to plenty of people.
Couldn't agree more.
There was a vast shift in Ohio State football when Jim Tressel and company won that national championship in 2002. Everything changed.
Sense of
that.
Entitlement.
Yeah, like prior to that, you'd go on the road with Ohio State and you'd be like, this is unbelievable. Like, look at all these Ohio State fans on the road to see their team go play and what great pride and Then they won the national championship then and everything just got elevated, man. And the game has elevated itself and there are other things and Jim Tressel set a new standard for what was going on there. When it happened, and it wasn't about just winning, it was about winning the national championship. And then when they felt like Tressel couldn't do enough, they got rid of him. They showed him the door. They figured out a way to do it. Tattoos. Come on. Really? And then all of a sudden, Urban Meyer takes it to the next level. Like it or not. Right? And so now you're sitting here, and a former Ohio State quarterback kind of makes you look in the mirror. I think that's what he did. He made Ohio State fans look in the mirror. And what you might see may not be as pretty as you think it is. And if they go down early in this game, it could get a little hostile.
I think Ohio State fans are better than that. At least I hope they will be. If things don't go beautifully. I've always been amazed at the sense of entitlement of some fan bases. Where you think you're entitled to... You know, absolute elite everything. We've seen that in our town, you know.
For sure.
And it's just never the way I've looked at sports. So I do have a difficult time, and that's on me.
Dan, you think do you think Hurry's right? Let's start there.
No, this is ridiculous. The fact that this is even a conversation, we've sitting here banging the drum forever. Well, at least I have. I'm not going to lump you in with the first part of this. A, get rid of the bowls. This is ridiculous. Why are we doing this?
Sure.
B, why aren't we holding these games at the home fields? Because we know it's going to be electric.
Oh, so I can't wait.
It's going to be on fire.
Hell, I can't wait.
Would we ever want to remove these from home fields? Why?
No
I
idea.
I don't care. You're in the
why?
Playoff.
Because you're going back. Well, so let's go back to the history of what the bowl games are, right? Bowl games, originally, there weren't that many.
Correct.
And you got to go to the Rose Bowl.
And it was a big deal. You got to go somewhere cool.
And, you know, you got to go.
Yeah.
And you got to go somewhere warm. And more than that, you got to extend your practice year by 6 weeks. That was really the big benefit of being able to go to a bowl game.
Coaches were all excited.
Yeah, right.
Well, and you got the opportunity to go somewhere that it was very hard to get to. It was hard at one point in life to get to Pasadena, California. And it was a big deal that you were able to do it. In the same way that the Pro Bowl used to be in Hawaii, because it was a big, expensive deal to go to Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
I get it back then. The problem is it's now. And things have changed and things have evolved. And having these games on home fields for the first round, heck, it should be the second round, too.
Could be real. I think so, too, Dan.
It's going to be electric. It's
going to
be
awesome.
Yeah,
but you had to do, like, I still don't have a problem with Ohio State playing, or if Ohio State can win, playing Oregon in the Rose Bowl on New Year's.
Well, like, of course you don't, because otherwise you're playing in Oregon.
Yeah, but I don't have a problem with those big bowl games, the big ones, right? Sugar. You know, even somehow along the way, the Fiesta Bowl became a big deal, right? It wasn't always a big deal, but then when they got in that rotation for a national championship, we're going to Phoenix. It's going to be awesome.
You know why? Frito-Lay.
That's why?
Threw a lot of money at that, baby.
I mean, yachts, country club memberships, back slapping, you know, it's college athletics. That's where all that stuff comes back to. But yeah, like the whole idea of taking this off the campus, I don't care how bad things have gotten. You are in the college football playoff. You have the ability to hold a home playoff game. You hold the home playoff game knowing that, sure, when Ryan Day comes out, you may have a group of people going, boo.
How's that go?
But then after that, it's going to be electric in there. The band's going to be going. It's going to be loud as all get out. And you're going to have 90,000 screaming fans in there. It's going to be outstanding.
Let's go to Southern Summit County. Dan is in New Franklin. Hi, Dan. How are you?
Hello there. Doing all right.
What do you got?
Well, the point I wanted to make was a couple minutes ago, you guys were talking about how the fans, the hometown fans, would boo and try to almost hold accountable the team if something wrong were to go on early, especially mm-hmm. early. Mm-hmm. Well, the problem that I'm now seeing, my first reaction was, that's wrong. They're just kids. We're just yelling at the kids. But with NIL
those kids are all
money,
making more money than you.
And that's exactly yeah. right. With the money that they're getting paid, with the sponsorships, with the fact that here we are paying these tickets and contributing money to the team, it's become
professional.
It's become professional. So now the fan base is trying to hold, what are you doing for my money? And I don't necessarily want to call it a problem. I feel as though it is, but it's one of the consequences of the NIL stuff.
It's a great point, Dan. I don't disagree with that at all. I think he's right that we've moved.
He's right as well.
We've moved into professional college football, and maybe that's the other part of it. And are you going to be mad at Ohio State fans if they boo, if they have come out to a slow start?
I'd be disappointed.
I don't know. Can you be? I mean, it's part of the game. I mean, you know that.
I wouldn't be mad.
When you accept that jersey to go play at Ohio State, you know that you are expected to be the best of the best. You are. And if you can't fill out the form in that seat that looks like an egg in Men in Black, then you're not the best of the best. And you better be able to not have rabbit ears and continue to play on, right?
Has that been on cable for you recently?
No. Why have I brought it up?
That's like the fourth Men in Black reference that you've made this week.
Have they all been the best of the best?
No, not that one. A lot of it's been the flashy pen.
Oh, the flashy pen thing.
That's why I'm wondering if there's like a marathon going on at some station. I don't know about that. I need to be watching.
I just think it's a great invention.
The first one is really good. After that, it kind of...
Yeah, there we are. What are you going to do? Sam Amico is going to join us next. We're going to talk a little bit about the Cavaliers, where they're at. And, of course, you know what we're talking about. The gigantic, humongous, over-the-top, bigger than the Super Bowl, NBA Cup. It's tonight, Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.